you've heard me say several times that one of the most, profound things I could ever want on my tombstone, not to think about that and be morbid about that, but here lies a patriot. Well, we have a patriot on air today. Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and a fantastic broadcast. On hold, Sheriff Mack, we'll get to him in just a second. Patrick Porter from Brain Tap will also be here. And then Wayne Elliott to talk about the new kidney formula and, of course, Strauss Heart Drops and whatever else is on his mind. He's always a fun interview, and we love to have him. But let's get right to the main attraction here right off the bat. He started in law enforcement in Utah, I believe is where he started. I don't know. I know he was involved in Provo at one point. Then he became sheriff in an Arizona town. That's another story altogether. He fought an unbelievable, important battle with the Clintons and won. He fought the Clintons. He won, and he's still alive to tell about it. What does that say about our man that we have? Of course, he's the founder of CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.org, CSPOA.org. An absolute hero. So good to see him. Just saw him this weekend. Well, sir, we'll talk about it. Sheriff Mack, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thanks, Daniel. It really is great to be back with you and great to hear you. I guess I'm not seeing you, but great to see you again since we haven't done it so long since Saturday.
Well, I've been telling the audience a little bit about that, of what happened this weekend. It came together very fast. I mean, people from all over the country, very prominent people. I'm not going to tell everybody's business that was there. Some people want to remain anonymous, but it was quite a meeting. What was your overall impression of the meeting we had this past weekend?
Well, I thought it was kind of like the Constitutional Convention. I felt that there were current founding fathers there. I thought that everybody was had the same goal in mind, even though we had lots of arguments, as you well know, lots of discussion, lots of disagreements, and lots of coming together. I thought it was quite a spiritual event. It brought tears to my eyes a couple of times. And I thought the people that were there were true American patriots, and I loved the day and a half that I was there.
Now, you got there a little late on the first day. I don't know if you even made it at all, or you were late coming because you were traveling.
I got in about 10 o'clock Thursday night.
Okay. Well, the first day, I mean, it got pretty heated. I mean, there was almost a fist fight. I mean, this is just like 1787 all over again. You know, they're fighting out back and stuff. I mean, it was pretty raucous. It was crazy.
Yeah, I heard rumors about that, but you know what? For the most part, that's okay, because none of it's fighting about that you're an idiot, you're a communist, you're a socialist. The arguments were, how do we proceed to restore liberty to America? And some of the arguments were just using what words? You know, some of it was semantics. One guy got mad at all of us a little bit because he thought there was too much talk and not enough doing. I had a little conversation with him afterwards, and he actually really was very apologetic about that, what he said, because most of the people there are boots-on-the-ground people fighting for liberty every day. And I told him, I said, look, I'm not offended, but I said, what you said, telling me that that's all I do is talk, is just absolutely the antithesis of who I am. I'm a boots on the ground guy. You tell me where to go to stand for liberty, I'll go there. Tell me where to move. I've already done that three times. I've moved in this country three different times, picked up my family and just moved for liberty. Gone to help Amish farmers all across this country who are being abused by government. Usually it has to do with food freedom and how these co-ops are being ransacked by SWAT teams, and how SWAT teams are now being used to collect student loans that are delinquent. And I've stood against that. And now the many times that I've tried to get people out of prison who shouldn't be in prison, and not even mentioning all the work we're doing to bring constitutional sheriffs to every state in this union, and for them. See, I can't be in every county, So I'm trying to make sure that you, the citizens that are your listeners, have a constitutional sheriff in your community and in your county who will defend you from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that's really what I do, and I hope that that we're not too late in doing that.
Well, let me ask you. I just want to get. We got a lot to talk about. This is a short interview. What's your overall takeaway? Just like Reader's Digest, what's your overall takeaway from the event?
Coming together all across the country who have different goals in mind. Like, we have people about food freedom, we had people about inoculation freedom, we had people who are just want to be left alone, we had doctors, lawyers, teachers, activists from all parts of the world, from all sorts of different backgrounds. We had about 35, 40 people come together and say, let's get one goal and one procedure, and let's all focus on it, get it funded, and let's stand for freedom and get our Constitution back. Let's take America back. Let's restore liberty. And that's what we all decided to do, and we became very dedicated to it. And I left there with a great deal of hope that we really are going to do something about it.
You know, it was fascinating to me. You're really, what you're saying is true. The people in these rooms, this isn't like, I mean, I'm not diminishing, you know, Ma and Pa Jones or whatever, but this wasn't Ma and Pa Jones sitting on their couch and live their life. These are people that, like, their whole life is doing something, activists, whatever. They're hyper aware. They're hypersensitive. They're hyper intelligent on this area. A lot of them in that room had no concept of the power of the Bill of Rights, of law, of sheriff, of what this role, and they didn't understand this. I'm almost surprised. Maybe I shouldn't be anymore. I don't know. I was surprised they did not know.
Yeah, I was too. And I think even a bigger surprise is that every one of those people, no matter how much they knew about sheriffs, the authority of sheriffs, or the Constitution or Bill of Rights, that they're all coming together. Everybody came together and said, you know what? This Matt guy has a solution that's peaceful and effective. Maybe we all ought to maybe all of us, no matter what we're doing right now, should stop and focus on this solution that Sheriff Mack has.
I thought that was amazing. I thought it was, there was one profound moment. We're kind of going back and forth the last day. And people, I don't want to say arguing, but they have positions like, well, our goal, you know, what's the goal? Well, our goal is to get rid of communists or get rid of this. And I flat out, you know, sometimes I'm too, you know, in your face. I'm like, no, you know what I'm talking about. I said, no, that's not your goal. He, you know, of course he looks at me like, well, what do you mean? How do you know what my goal is? Right. Why are you telling me what my goal is? Yeah. And no, it really isn't your goal. We think that that's our goal. We're put in a defensive position where we think that fighting this and fighting that and stopping this and stopping that is our goal, and we've achieved something, which we have, but it's not. We're not achieving our goal. Our goal is to, in some form or another, describe it any way you want, is to restore the public, restore rule of law, restore liberty, restore what our founding fathers cemented in this country. That's really what our goal is. Is it not?
That is, and individual liberty will happen because of that. And when I said that, you know, because the theory of winning every war came up, the art of war came up by Sun Tzu, and people were talking about that, and I'm very familiar with that book. And in that book, Sun Tzu says, if you don't know your enemy and don't know yourself, you lose every battle. If you know yourself and know your enemy, you'll win every battle. But my point is, and they started talking about, okay, we got to identify the enemy. We've got to identify the enemy, as you were alluding to just a second ago. Oh, well, the communists are our enemy, or the collectivists are our enemy. And I said, wait a minute, you guys. First, we have to know ourselves. We have to know us. I have to know me. We have to know each other. We have to know what America is, because that's what we all represent here. So we have to know America, and like you said, the people who are kind of ignorant about the Bill of Rights and the power of the sheriffs and the solution that we do have, a peaceful and effective one, that has to be first. We have to know us, and we have to know America. So then after that, you have to know your enemy, and your enemy is anyone and everyone who is fighting and destroying our Constitution.
Oh, it's profound. It was the most profound moment.
You got anybody destroying the Bill of Rights? That's your enemy.
It was the most profound moment. I can't even describe to you, ladies and gentlemen. You're talking about 30 to 40. At one point, there was over 40 people in this room. You're talking about some of the creme de la creme of this industry in this country. We're in this room, and Sheriff Mack stood up and just shut the whole room down. I mean, it was so profound. It was like a pin drop. It was like a mic drop. Your enemy is whoever is violating the Bill of Rights. And we go back and forth and we get divided on these issues. And that's part of the strategy. I mean, frankly, they get us chasing our tail. We need to put out what we want. And you want to fight for something? Fight for what we want. What we want is the Bill of Rights. What we want is the rule of law. I found a lot has happened in the, whatever, 76, 72, 96 hours since we departed. And people started doing things and started talking to people, and we're working to formulate messaging, and so we can make this more uniform, and so this can really spread and be, you know, have a system to it. What we have seen as people have gone out and talked to some of their contacts is that when you talk to somebody, if they are going to help you, if they're interested in anything that we have said here, if this interests them at all, because most of the people, you know, 80% of the people, they're going to, whatever. They're probably not even going to, and Dr. Griffin or Edward Griffin's talk about that was brilliant. The majority of people, they're just going to go whichever side wins. But as the people who will help you, they already have an enemy in mind. So when you talk to them about liberty, Bill of Rights, rule of law, and leave me alone, you talk about those, they will resonate, and they will tell you what their enemy is. What, for one lady, it was, well, I'm really concerned about forced vaccinations. Another one, well, I'm concerned about these guns and militia. And another one was this, and another one was that. You do not have to define their enemy. If they will be for this cause, if they resonate to this message, they have an enemy in mind. And it's become, you know, I kind of understood this before. It's like crystal clear to me now. I mean, hearing you and experiencing this, it is crystal clear. You present our solution. You present those four things. The people will come, and they will come with their own enemy. And you don't have to define it. You don't have to argue about it. It's irrelevant. It is irrelevant. Go forward with the solution. Your thoughts.
Yeah, you and I totally were on the same page there, and there was a couple of people that just weren't quite on our page yet, but I think everybody is now. We really spend a lot of time trying to identify every enemy to America or to our Constitution. I mean, where would you stop? I mean, it would first start in Washington, D.C., and then every state legislator who refuses to follow the Constitution, every state legislator who's trying to destroy the Constitution, every ignorant politician who's trying to subvert the Constitution, every gun grabber in this country, every governor like Northam, the idiot in Virginia.
Northam, yeah.
Yeah, and his whole thing, I mean, look how accepted it got by the Democrats and by the media when he said we would murder a child that was born alive.
Ugh.
You know, he literally said that, and I don't know a single Democrat or a single CNN or MSNBC who disagreed with him.
No, they didn't even bat an eye. It was
Nobody
unbelievable.
Nobody said anything.
So now
if you take all that and you got to identify all that, we got to get to work, and anybody who stands against our Bill of Rights is our enemy. There you go.
It's simple.
Defined. Now we can win, because now we know
oh
who our
gosh.
Enemy is, and we know ourselves.
I don't know if you know how powerful what you just said is. Now we can win. Why do you think we've been losing for God knows how long here? Why do you think we've been backsliding? Because we were chasing our tail, trying to chase these phantoms and these whatever, and argue with people about the Rothschilds or the Illuminati. Sure, it's obvious. Sure, they're there. Okay, sure. But that, sure, okay.
You're absolutely correct, man. You're so correct. We're so divided, even in the Patriot movement, you know. Oh, you know, we gotta stop the IRS. Oh, no, we gotta stop the Federal Reserve. Oh, no, we gotta, you know, and you could go on and on and on with that, you know, because there's 50,000 different things that will be taken care of when we just stand for what we really believe in.
Bingo.
It's simple to go for.
Bingo. Well, again, we're short on time. Let me go to CSPOA.org. You have founded this organization with a mission, a single-minded, very inspiring way that you've gone about it to inject this knowledge and this understanding of the sheriff's power. Please tell the audience really quickly, why is the sheriff the chief law enforcement or the chief peace officer in this country? Why is the sheriff so critical?
Because he's the only person that works for the power source. He's elected by, for, and of the people. He is the only elected law enforcement officer in this county or in this country. He has promised to take that job. He promised everyone in his county, whether they elected him or not, whether they voted or not, he promised every single one of them in front of God and everybody that he would uphold, defend, protect, and preserve their God-given rights as detailed in the Bill of Rights. As detailed in the Constitution. We can go real specific when we say Bill of Rights. It's right there. There's 10 of them that protect 27 God-given rights.
And they're pretty plain. I mean, people argue about this, but they're pretty plain.
No, I know what Congress shall make no law means. I know what thou shall not be infringed means. I know what delegated powers mean in the 10th Amendment, and they're not in the Constitution. They belong to the states or to the people. I know that, okay? Those are real easy to understand, okay? So then the hard part comes in when you retrain officers into believing and sheriffs into believing that their job is to get rid of all the drunk drivers and the potheads and just investigate crime. A lot of that's necessary. I agree, okay? I did it for 20 years. But the key thing is, our ultimate goal for every facet of government in this country, and especially for your sheriff, is that he is the defender of the Constitution. He is the guardian of the Republic. He is the ultimate protector of the people. And in other words, he is your protector of your liberty. The ultimate goal for every sheriff in this country is liberty. And that's what we redo.
We got a few minutes. CSPOA.org, they can donate to you, support you. I can feel it.
If everybody would go there and just make a $10 to $20 monthly donation, we'd be on our way to being funded.
This is very important.
We've never been funded. It's just been people from Joyce's show. In fact, we still get the bulk of our monthly donations from Joyce's show. Now, everybody listening, you can pick up the mantle and do that with us.
This is key. And I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, we have worked extremely hard at that meeting. We are working. Some very serious people have come together and can see this vision now. I don't think we had a vision. I think the people in that room, and especially some people, I'm one of those people that is involved in this inner circle, whatever, of help trying to guide this whole message or whatever you want to call it. There are some very serious people who have caught this vision and are very concerned about making this happen. We can't do it alone. Sheriff Matt can't do it alone. He needs your support. We are working on systems and messaging and making this a presentable thing to the world. And like I've told you many times, you know, you could talk about this, or you can learn about medical, or you can learn about this. The rubber's meeting the road. And we will have what we feel very sure about is a solution and a workable solution. And when we say jump, I hate to say this, this is what my parents used to tell me. When we say jump, when we ask you to jump, when we beg you to jump on this, you're going to have to say how high. You're going to have to be that 3% that's going to inspire the 15% that's going to make this happen. We can do this. The time is short, yes, but it's also an opportunity. We're here. We can do it, but we're going to need your prayers, your donations, your everything, and we can do this. We really can. Sheriff Mack, your thoughts on that?
Well, let me ask everybody. Does anybody think we're going to restore this with just me doing it all? Does anybody think we're going to win this and everybody's not involved? That 3%, as you said, absolutely, we've got to get going. We've got to engage the other 15%. And it, look at yourself. Everybody, look wherever you are right now. Look down at your hands. The solution is in your hands. The question is, what are you going to do about it? So if you leave me to do this whole thing and fund the whole thing, let me tell everybody right now, it's not going to happen. If you get involved, and if you really want a constitutional sheriff in your county who will protect you from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, then you've got to get involved in it. People call us and say, hey, is my sheriff constitutional? Do you know him? And what? I said, that's where you come in. Go talk to him.
What are you asking me for? Why are you asking me? You should know.
Right, exactly. Because then, I said, now if you get a relationship with him and find out what the answers are, ask him if he'll take our training. And then we'll come in there and we'll make sure that we get him and everybody else trained. Okay, so I can't keep track of 3,000 sheriffs, but with all of you, I can. Get a relationship with your sheriff, find out where he stands on the Constitution and becoming a constitutional sheriff, and then you can let us know, and we'll keep track of all of that. But you've got to get involved with donations. You've got to get involved with making this happen. One man is not going to do this. Dan and I are not going to do this. But we, the people, can do this. And that's the most powerful part of this whole solution. We, the people.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. I've begged our audience, and anybody listens to me, other interviews I do, I've begged them to put the Bill of Rights on their refrigerator so they can see it again. Will you please ask my audience to put the Bill of Rights on their refrigerator? Maybe they'll respond to you, Sheriff.
Well, I got one right here, so yes, everyone, put that in your heart and put it on your fridge.
Awesome.
It's the key to all of this. The Founding Fathers made a list of untouchables by government. The Bill of Rights was written for government. You're the beneficiary. Put it on your fridge.
That's the end of the interview. Sheriff Beck, God bless you. God keep you. Of course, we're going to be in touch a ton. You're going to be on speed dial. God bless you. CSPOA.org, ladies and gentlemen. CSPOA.org. Bye, Sheriff Mac.
Thanks. See you.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food stores all love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Every day it seems like there's some new take or new story about this virus, and I'm still, like all of you, trying to make sense of it. At some level, does it even matter? I mean, because of how they're approaching it and the quarantine and what's going on in Europe now, Italy, what have you. Like I told you yesterday, my source is telling me that they're going to shut America down also, and it's going to be a closing in of concentric rings, starting with travel will be limited, and it may come down to something. I mean, who knows where it's going to go, but it could possibly go to something close to some sort of quarantine situation like we've seen in some of the other countries, China specifically. That's what my source is saying. It's not set in stone, but that's the plan as of now, that process is going to start. And I'm putting myself out there. They're putting themselves out there by saying that I feel it's important enough to bring to you. And so be prepared. No need to get panicked. Just have a little something in your house. We have great products to help you. There's things that you can get at the grocery store. There's cheap solutions. Even a thing of baking soda will help. So over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Of course, good health naturally, all the curcumin, Sarah enzymes, vitamin D3, lithium balance, alpha lipoic acid R, the health point machine. It's a great thing to have to control your health or really affect your health. And, of course, all the Strauss products. We're going to talk to Wayne next hour. And the Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, Detoxing Miracle 2. The couple products from Global Healing Center are now back, the Intracal and Selenium. High-quality supplemental products change your life and change your body. It's been proven over and over and over again. So the source is very important. Not getting Chinese fakes on Amazon that actually hurt you instead of help you is very important. Of course, oreganol, Regaresp, colloidal silver. Silver lozenges are fantastic right now. Purely C. The Chagamax and more vitamin D sources. Magnesium, zinc, copper, selenium, all these and so much more. Stetzer to control the energetic field in your homes. The Stetzer filters are fantastic. All these things extremely important. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Our next guest, we've had him on a couple times, and I've really enjoyed him, meeting him, super nice. I've also enjoyed using his product, BrainTap.com, BrainTap.com, sound healing, or ASMR. Do you know what that means? I did not. It means auto-sensory meridian response. What in the world is all that? Dr. Patrick Porter, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me again.
Yes, absolutely. So I'll start there. What in the world is ASMR? What is all this? What is BrainTap?
Well, BrainTap is more than ASMR, but what, what that is, it's becoming a really big rage on the internet, because people can take unique sounds, and it's how our body really responds to them. And we know that through like binaural beats and isochronic tones, we can get a cortical response, a response in the brain that we might not be hearing. So they do it with all sorts of different sounds, whether it be people tapping on tabletops and or hearing glass, hearing ice drop into a glass. But it's really our biggest sensory organ is our skin. So when we start to have these kind of things happen, whether it's a sound that's in the room or a sound we're using with earphones, it causes our body to have this reaction. And the biggest reaction that we find is it alters our state from going maybe from a high stress state, a sympathetic, what we call our survivor brain, and turns on our healing brain. And that's why people are really looking out for it and really liking it. And most people feel it as a tingling sensation maybe, or a lightness or a heaviness in their body. And because we're so fast-paced now with our lifestyles, people don't stop and really identify with their body. So it's becoming all the craze that people are now identifying with their body. And so they put a term to it, you know, ASMR.
What is a binaural beat? Now that's with headphones. Tell our audience, they may not know, what is binaural beats?
Right. Well, the way our brain works is that we don't hear, mono means we're hearing one source, but we have two ears. So we're always taking in information in two ways, and then helps our brain to orient where the sound's coming from. So what a binaural beat does is there's different brainwave frequencies. And if we put let's say we put a 200 hertz frequency in one ear and a 210 in the other ear, our brain will actually hear a phantom sound of 10 hertz. It won't hear the 200 and 210. Those cancel each other out. And then the brain starts to respond to that sound that is really a phantom sound, because that sound isn't really happening, but our brain makes it up. Just like all of our memories, we have things we delete, distort, change to support our current belief system. And this is one of the things our nervous system does to really protect us. But now they found out through science we can use that to alter brainwave activity and actually create euphoric states, relaxing states, also exciting states. Music does this all the time. That's why we all have different music that we enjoy. It causes our nervous system to do different things, like rock music might help us get up and clean the house, and baroque classical music, like they call it the Mozart effect, because they started playing this kind of 10 cycle music in classrooms, and kids were smarter. They did nothing they taught them. It's just the music they played in the background. Their brain started operating at a different level. And that level of alpha is what they call hypernesia or super memory states. So if your child's having trouble learning, just start playing some classical music in the background while they're studying, and you'll see a big improvement.
You said 10-cycle music, like Beethoven, whatever, is 10-cycle music. What does that mean, 10-cycle music?
It means like the beats per second. So 60 beats per second, that's called 10 cycles. So if you're tapping your foot, there's certain rhythm or cadence, metronomes. A lot of people will train by a metronome. They call it, you know, four-part music or whatever. But when you break that up, they call it 10-cycle because it cycles around. The brain cycles back. It's always listening to the feedback, beating it back. So like 18-cycle music or 22-cycle music would be like hard rock, you know, that's moving really fast.
So what does that do to your brain? What does that do to your body?
Well, it causes a cortisol to be released, stressed out. It has you get up and move because your body starts moving that energy. That's why there's mosh pits, the mosh pits that people go to, because their body, they don't know what to do with all that energy. Our body is photonic in nature, but it also uses sound to move energy. We're energy beings. So it starts to trigger what they call ATP production, which is the currency of the body for energy. And that happens without... There's a big movement right now in what they call digital medicine, because you can actually trigger responses in the brain to create the same kind of effect you might get with some kind of medicines you might take internally. Now they know through light, sound, and vibration, we can also get those same responses.
Now, the thought I had, and this is just how my brain works, paranoid brain, but I'm thinking this could be used for good, like you're doing. Brain Tap is fantastic, braintap.com with Dr. Patrick Porter, but it could also be reversed and used to bring you down, could it not?
that's the big fear with G5, you know, that's going on out there. Because if you really do the research on the G5 frequency, it was used during World War II by the Nazis. And it was also used, they used that same technology to disperse crowds. It's a frequency response that they're using. They could have used a healing frequency, but for some reason they're using a frequency that agitates. I mean, I have no idea. It's like nobody looked into the healing frequencies. They could be sending, they could be broadcasting all of these radio frequencies on a healing frequency that would heal our bodies while we're in the, while we're in the field. But for some reason, they just want fast and effective, but they actually can weaponize it. So you're exactly right. I mean, almost everything you can think of can be used for good or bad, you know. So we're using it for healing, but there are people out there, you know, unfortunately, that whether known to them or unknown, I would hope that they're doing it unknown, but they haven't really done the research. Nobody has really researched what G5 does to a biological system over time, other than the research that's already there from World War II that shows it's not good.
Well, let me be clear. You just said, you know, the 5G network, you're talking, there's 4G, 3G, now 4G, now 5G is on the horizon, and they're trying to push it. Countries like Israel, I think it's Sweden or Switzerland, have stopped 5G proliferation. You're telling me that instead of 5G that resonates in a bad way to our light being, our energy body, that they could have used another frequency that would actually have helped our being?
Broadcasting any number of, they could put it on the love frequency or the harmony frequency, 533 or something like that. But they decided to use one that's already out there, standardized. So there are a lot of different frequencies.
Why? I mean, that can't be a coincidence. They're not, if they're smart enough to pull that off on a world, on a you know, nationwide, worldwide level to make this all work, obviously they're not stupid. I mean, it almost has to be intentional, doesn't it? Or am I naive here?
Well, it seems intentional to me because, I mean, people like Dr. Marcola, who wrote the book, EMF'd, you know, with
EMF'd.
That's the name of his book. And when he talks about that, he's talking about how they have to know that. I mean, anybody with the internet could go figure this stuff out. So why they're not doing it, you know, it's beyond me. You know, I don't know the big picture of why they're doing it. You know, it's like the big fear with the viruses that are out there. I mean, They know that this biological, all these biological weapons, a lot of them can be neutralized just through sound frequencies. They've done it over the years. I mean, why aren't they doing that? I mean, there's so many things that, and the worst thing that can happen is nothing if they use the healing frequencies and they're back to where they were. But the best thing is it could neutralize these things and get the body's own immune system working for us instead of against us.
Wow. Let's get into what you do. We could go pretty far down that rabbit hole right there, but let's, I have, you know, since last time you on, I think last time was, I can't remember how long it was, but my uncle, just Uncle Kevin, really liked what you did and really got into it. And he told me, hey, basically, hey, you gotta do this. I believed in it. I've done other things. I can't remember, you know, with subliminal messages and things like that with binaural beats and trying to do, but I don't know what you've done, but it is crazy. I haven't listened to anything like it, and I'm kind of familiar with these kind of things. It's like a whole new level of this. How is this different than the other things that are out there? What have you accomplished here? Because it seems amazing to me.
Well, since the 80s, we've been very fortunate. This is the only business I've been in. And so we've been researching, and when I had my franchise company, we used to see literally hundreds of thousands of people every month. So we could act, we could, with immediate feedback, know if something was working or not working. A lot of times people, they just create a binaural beat or something and they think that's what it works, but there's actually an algorithm, which a lot of people are calling it like machine thinking now, but we didn't have that. So we had to crunch all these numbers and do all this by hand. But what we found was there's only a certain speed at which the brain can move. So when somebody's stressed out, they're in a high state of beta, you can't just have them listen to alpha, for instance, or you can't take them just to theta. You have to guide them there. So we have an inviting frequency that can start between 14 and 18 hertz, depending upon what that is. That's the beta range. But then it slowly invites them to go down. And what we found is when you add a mixture of music, binaural beats and isochronic tones. It's kind of like somebody was liking it to making Alfredo sauce. You know, everybody knows the ingredients that go into Alfredo. But what makes one restaurant's Alfredo sauce better than the other? It's the way in which the cook in the kitchen mixes them together. So I happen to be the cook in the kitchen as far as this goes. And we've seen the responses using different devices. Now our latest device that we've been using that's kind of breakthrough is called the WAVI, W-A-V-I. And we can actually measure the brain state, the whole brain, and then we measure it afterwards. And they measure something called the P300. And so what we're doing is now we're creating a series of different processes that speed up separate hemispheres, which we've been able to do, like for dementia. And most people don't know how to do that
Wow.
because they don't know how to measure it and they don't know how to do it. So we've had one study we just did with women who were 55 to 65. We had them three times a week doing brain tap. And at the end of a six-week study, before they took a test, a cognitive test and the brain scan test, that showed that they had dementia. They were not full-blown Alzheimer's, but they were on their way. In 6 weeks, they had 64% more neuroplasticity, and they were no longer on the spectrum of dementia. So think of brain
Wow.
speed like you would computer speed. If you want to upgrade your computer, you got to buy a new processor. Well, the nice thing about our organic system, our brain, is they call it neurogenesis or neurosprouting. Our brain can actually retrain or recreate those dendrite connections, those neural pathways, and it can't bring back the ones that are dead, but it can create new ones. And it does that through triggering things through light, sound, and vibration. And it's all together. It's not just one thing. It's the whole package.
I'm fascinated. I mean, I'm literally fascinated. Mm-hmm. I end up listening on your brain tap. There's two or three, I don't know if you call them programs or I don't know what you'd call them, songs. It's like a 20-minute guided meditation or 20-minute you hear these sounds and he kind of guides you to, you know, relax and imagine whatever, you know, imagine a waterfall or a place. And there's two or three that I listen over and over. And the feeling that I get later is it seems like your life. How am I describe this? I don't know which, it's almost chicken and the egg. Which comes first? Am I more relaxed about the events in my life or are the events in my life arranging in a way that it makes that I don't worry about them so much? I don't know which is first. It's crazy how that works.
Right. Well, what we tell people is you become more present. As we get older, what happens is our ability to the flow of events. To give you an idea, when somebody has a phobia, we know that the phobia is caused because all the information is going into the brain, the central processor, at the same time. So the nervous system can't discern if that spider is little or big or if it's going to attack them or if they're safe. And so they get this nervous reaction, and then it turns into anxiety and fear, and then pretty soon they associate it with a spider or flying or whatever it is. What we can do is we can slow down that process. And just take example, when we work with professional athletes, like let's say somebody's in baseball and they're not hitting the ball well, we can actually train their brain to slow down the ball to the point where they can see the threads turning. So now they know, is this a curveball? Is this a fastball? Now people that are really gifted at batting, they do this anyway. Like the really good hitters, you know, the ones that are winning the batting championship every year, they don't realize they're doing it until somebody starts, we call it modeling. We start asking the right questions and we start getting them to delve deeper into what they're doing. So they're doing this because reality comes at some people, you know, if you put me in a batter's box with somebody throwing the ball 100 miles an hour and I've never been trained for it, it's going to be, my brain is going to go into overwhelm. I'm not going to be able to handle that information. But if it's somebody who's trained for it, they've moved up through the different leagues, they're used to seeing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. They're used to seeing curveballs and change-ups. Their problem is that they get anxious or they get stressed out, and then all those mechanics go out the window because they're not processing the information or the data correctly. So it's all about, we call it becoming more present. So when somebody's more present, they can handle the situation differently because they're not letting anything overwhelm the senses.
So this is like, let me see if this makes sense. If you're, say you're scared of spiders and you, were 5 years old and some spider crawled on your face, and it freaked you out, and it like makes an imprint on you. So now anytime you see a spider, you not only do you see a spider in the present, but you're seeing a spider from 5 years old and bringing that experience to you. So yeah, although you're looking at a stupid little spider, you're really back there 5 years old with a spider on your face freaking out. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Exactly. The brain doesn't know the difference between real or imagined anyway. Most people know about Pavlov and his dogs and ringing the bell.
Yeah.
But they don't know the rest of the story. What happened after the experiment was over, the dogs started salivating when the guard would come to open up the door to feed them. Then they noticed the dogs would salivate when the guard was walking down the hall to open the door to feed them. Then when they stopped feeding them altogether, the dogs still salivated at that time. So we call this sliding anchors. So there's an anchor to an event. We also call it a delta imprint. So at the deepest level of this, if something really traumatic happens, like they got bit by a spider, or they were in combat, like a PTSD experience, or they had an abuse happen, those things get imprinted. So in the old days, some of the younger audience might not remember this, but in the old days, we used to have TVs that would have ghost images. You know, it stayed on there so long that you see the ghost images.
Yeah.
So that kind of what happens in our consciousness is we have these ghost images, and now maybe we see movement underneath paper, and we start to think of a spider. There's no spider there at all, but it's just, you know, maybe the paper didn't even move, but we start seeing spiders everywhere, and we start freaking out, or somebody can give you a plastic spider and you freak out, you know, things like that.
I'm fascinated by this. Who should consider BrainTap, and then how can they learn about this? And I know you have some sort of free trial or something. So who should consider this, and how do they get involved?
Well, if you're feeling any overwhelm or stress, which is probably almost everybody on the planet, you can go ahead and try it for free. No credit card necessary. Just go to braintap.pro. Instead of com, it's P-R-O. So it's braintap.pro. Just put, I want the offer. They'll get a free copy of my book, Drive and Overdrive, so they can learn all about the science. They can learn about it. The book is called How to Live Your Overloaded Lifestyle. It's called Thrive and Overdrive. So if you're stressed out, you feel like life's happening too fast to you, then BrainTap could be a really good solution. And you can try it for free for 15 days. Again, no credit card necessary. Just go there, download the app, use it on your phone. And then if you like that and you want to upgrade the experience, then we have the BrainTap headset that they can read about, learn about. But we get really good results with just the sound, like what you're doing. And they can try it for free. They can read about the research. If they go onto YouTube and just put in my name, they'll see there's one video on there that's been seen, I guess, around 70,000 times. It's called Just the Facts, BrainTap. And I go through the science a little bit deeper for those people that want to know more about that. And it's, you know, YouTube's free, so you can just go there and watch it and, you know, see the video. You can either type in BrainTap or my name, Patrick K. Porter, PhD, or Dr. Patrick Porter, and it'll come up.
I love what you've done, and I can totally see a difference. And you know, we've had other people on, like Dr. Brad Nelson with the Emotion Code, and everybody has experiences in their life that they have, I don't say twisted, or they've processed them in an unhealthy way, and they know it, you know that they affect you in your life. You know, I remember like the spider. I remember when I was 5 years old and I saw that spider. Oh my gosh, you know, and you're like, you're still stuck in that place. Well, that interferes with the way you perceive the world going forward. And so wouldn't it be good to uproot that, change that, and have a totally different perspective where you can not be affected by these negative things, but actually imprint positive things and to look at the world in a positive way. And so you start to change, your world starts to change. I mean, this is the future of, I think, medicine, science, just our overall well-being is tapping into this potential. The kingdom of heaven is within us, and the ability to then take that and push it out to the world in a very positive way is possible. And I think your technology is a gateway, is an opportunity to do that. I'm really jazzed by it, really.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we've been doing it for years, and we're going to continue to do it. So let's hope the listeners go there, try it out, see if it works for them. You know, it's an opportunity, no cost, just. And the worst thing that can happen is you get a good night's sleep and de-stress. So there's no negatives to it.
BrainTap.pro. BrainTap.pro, you can get the free trial, or BrainTap.com, you can learn, you know, buy more, or get more entrenched in it. I've only done some of the video. I don't even know all I don't know what you call it, programs. I don't even know all the programs you have. I've only done a couple that I just do over and over. I'm sure there's a vast array I'm not even looking at. I'm excited. I'm going to connect with you, and I want to get the headset and try all that, and then we'll have you on again, and when that we'll be able to, I'll be able to talk more in depth and really give the audience an idea. But that, I would totally encourage the audience to check this out. This is not witchcraft. This is not casting spells. This is science. You listening to sounds gives your body a response and helps you put in a calming state. That's all. It's not a spell. It's not witchcraft. It's not astrology. This is simple science of hearing a sound. When you hear a toe tapping a song, you tap your toe. When you hear a calm song, you can even fall asleep or you dance or whatever. And so these sounds and these inputs to you will help you have a positive outcome and a positive outlook on your life. I love it. Mm-hmm. Last thought is yours, sir.
Yeah. I think that stress can be managed. They just need to find the tools. So
that's
give yourself
a great way to put
an opportunity, Trey.
Very good. BrainTap.pro, BrainTap.com. Patrick, stay right there after the break. I just want to say bye to you. But everybody, okay. Wayne Elliott coming on the other side. There he goes, Patrick Porter. Fantastic to have you on, Patrick.
Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.